The college football season has kicked off, and FSU's quest for back-to-back titles starts tonight. Folks, we're going to look in detail at the game, plus the other slate of huge college games this weekend. We will even touch on the controversy that is brewing with some NFL teams over their backup quarterbacks. Yes, backup quarterbacks. Plus, we'll be joined by another former Seminole grad, and oh yeah, Seminole Bill and I will go head-to-head on some college picks. All that coming your way on the Mark Lloyd Show. Let's make it rain.
It's me, Mark Lloyd.
The Mark Lloyd is actually talking to the rock.
Mark Lloyd.
Has his man wide open. Oh, that's yeah. Bailey at the 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Mario Bailey.
Mark Lloyd.
What do we want as a sports fan? Huh? What do we want?
Mark Lloyd.
Boy, for all you Gator fans out there, what kind of year is Florida going to have? Because I'm not a huge fan of vegetables. Okay, so how can I eat some? This, you know, just blend them up.
Sit back, relax, and let this guy do all the thinking for you. Mark Lloyd.
Man, who is not pumped up right now? Huh? College football has already gotten started. Florida State kicks off tonight, Seminole Bill.
Let's go.
How's it going?
Ready for it.
Eric's in the house.
Turn down for what?
There you go. Little John. I like that. You know what, though? We're fired up for many different reasons, guys. College football is going on. Plus, we have Florida State, as I mentioned, kicks off tonight. There's high hopes for so many teams out there. The pageantry, the excitement, new stars will emerge. And guess what? A new star has emerged here on the Mark Lloyd Show. And it's our good friends over at Fraud Protection Network. Another sponsor has jumped on board to the Mark Lloyd Show. And they are good folks over there. And they're introducing Seminole Bill, their Rapid Pro system, which is how you protect your identity. And, boy, that is so important to do that. And we want to welcome Fraud Protection Network to the Mark Lloyd Show. Give them a call at 855-203-0683 and start protecting your identity today. And we are fired up that they're part of the show, Seminole Bill.
Yep, happy to have them. Welcome aboard Fraud Protection Network.
Yes. And we'll tell you more about that whole how you protect your identity, because guess what happens every 3 seconds, Seminole Bill?
You know, I think you're going to tell me.
Yeah, somebody's identity gets stolen, so it's time to start protecting that. All right, folks, Florida State versus Oklahoma State. It all goes down tonight. The slogan is Dallas to Dallas, my good friends. And we're going to break down that game. Plus, you know, Seminole Bill, there's LSU versus Wisconsin, right?
Oh, yeah.
Clemson versus Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to mention Ohio State versus Navy, and the reason being is because all eyes will be on their freshman quarterback.
Yeah.
You know, all eyes will be on their freshman quarterback. Plus, we have Arkansas, Auburn, no Nick Marshall, you know, in the game.
That's right.
And, well, he's probably going to play. And then, of course, I'm also interested in Oklahoma versus Louisiana Tech, not because we think Louisiana Tech is going to defeat Oklahoma, but because of Trevor Knight. I think Oklahoma is somewhat of a fraud. I think they have a talented football team, but I don't think Trevor Knight is anything special. He literally has a couple good games in his college career. So a whole bunch of stuff to get to, and we're going to talk, and we're going to do some picks later on. Seminole Bill, you and I head-to-head. Are you up for it?
Oh, I'm up for
You're
it.
You're not intimidated
you
at all?
Not a bit.
And, of course, we will have another former Seminole great here on the Mark Lloyd Show. In our Back to the Future segment, you can hit us up on Twitter. That's how you get in contact with us, at Mark Lloyd Show. Also, visit the website, MarkLloydShow.com, and, of course, our Facebook page, at Mark Lloyd. All right, Seminole Bill, let's start talking a little bit. Let's not waste any time. Let's start getting into that Florida State versus Oklahoma State game. Here's some really cool stats. You know what 28 is, Seminole? You know what 28 is?
I know jersey number 28.
Yeah, you know jersey number 28. That's, yeah, exactly. How about this? 28 times. That's how many times College Game Day has been involved with a Florida State game.
Yeah.
I wonder if that's a record. We should try to find that out.
Yeah, it should
get our research department on that. 28 times. This is the 28th time College Game Day will be there. They started off as the original, right? 93, Notre Dame, Florida State was the first college game day live on site. And here they come again. And Florida State preseason number one. And then they go up against Oklahoma State team, Big 12. Oklahoma State lost, I think, don't quote me on this, but I think the most Lettermen out of any FBS team in the country.
Yeah, that they a lot of people.
Their whole back seven, you know, has been pretty much gutted, right? Justin Gilbert was an outstanding defensive back. He went early in the first round to Cleveland. I can't remember exactly what pick it was, but he went real early. And, you know, Coach Gundy, the Oklahoma State head coach, he doesn't sound too confident either. You know, he almost sounds like, listen, we know we're going to lose, but it will be a good test for us, and we could really grow up in this football game. So it's really two completely different sides. You have one team that does have high expectations because they've been on a roll recently, Oklahoma State, but they just don't have the personnel right now to go up against a Florida State team that has the highest of high expectations. Most analysts have picked Florida State to be in the college playoff. A lot of them, including Seminole Bill and myself, has picked Florida State to go back-to-back, which is extremely, extremely hard to do. I mean, it really is. I know people say, well, look at the schedule. They'll be double-digit favorites in every single football game this whole season until the playoffs happen, if they're able to make the playoffs, which most people think they are, including Las Vegas, which always has that unbiased opinion. But for Florida State, Seminole Bill, what are you looking for in this first game? Are you looking for just consistency? Are you looking for a particular position? The wide receivers, you know what I mean? Like, who's going to step up there besides Rashad Greene and Nick O'Leary? Do you think Christian Greene will finally become a factor with this team, the highly touted recruit 5 years ago or 4 years ago, it seems? I think it was out of Tampa Catholic,
yeah.
You know, over there. What are you looking for out of this Oklahoma State game where Florida State is favored by 18 points?
I want to see the receiver play obviously is a big little bit of a question mark right now. And the young guys, Rudolph, all those guys, if they step in like they need to. And I think they will. Sometimes these guys, they practice, but it's game time, and you amp your game up and you raise your level of play. Also want to see what happens with the running back situation. You know, Carlos is going to be great. We know he's a knock-you-over type, you know, player, chew up the yards fast as a bullet. But I want to see what about back there with Pender. I want to see, you know, we've all been waiting to see him in there too, and just see how that rotation works.
You know, I'm in agreement, and probably most Seminole fans are. Is that what is always so exciting is that that's the beauty of college football is the change that happens. As much as you love certain players, as much as everybody loved Devontae Freeman and James Wilder Jr. and LaMarcus Joyner and Christian Jones and those guys that went on to the NFL, you also get just as excited about the new guys that you've heard about, the new stars that will emerge for Florida State and in general for all college football teams. So you mentioned a running back situation. You kind of know what you get with Carlos Williams, right, folks? Right? Big, 6'1", 6'2", 220 pounds, a bullet, super fast. You know, can run you over, can run around you, and everything like that. But also in the backfield, who's not fired up to see Mario Pender finally? Where you hear great things, if he can stay healthy, great things coming out of camp. And, of course, the five-star freshman, Davin Cook, who is just electrifying from what we hear. His high school footage is fantastic. So now he's going to get involved in the football game as well. And then also for the wide receivers. And we're just going to touch on the offense right now going into this game. And then the other side of the break, we'll get into defense. But you have the wide receiving crew. You know what you get with Rashad Greene, right? You got Nick O'Leary as a tight end. Christian Greene, still kind of a wild card. Kermit Whitfield's going to start as a slot receiver, which is very exciting if he turns out to have really good hands because he's so fast. But now you have the freshman, right? Javon Harrison, that's going to be possibly get some playing time. Travis Rudolph, Emron Lane. So you have now the five-star recruit guys, the four-star recruits that are coming out there that will be targets of Jameis Winston. And, of course, there is famous Jameis.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't that great? You know what, Seminole fans? I'm sure you don't, but don't take for granted how awesome it is to have a no-brainer at quarterback. Yeah. The most important position on the team. It goes without saying that you have a superstar back there. The reigning Heisman Trophy winner. A guy that picks up everything and can make adjustments during the game. So I don't ever underestimate that, okay? Do not. All right, when we come back here on the Mark Lloyd Show, we'll look at the defensive side of the ball. as Florida State goes up against Oklahoma State. We'll make a prediction on the game. Plus, we'll get into the other college games that are happening this weekend, too, which are very, very exciting. All that coming up here on the Mark Lloyd Show on Freedom 93 FM. Stay with us. I'm
counting sheep. You're the person your company, family, and friends turn to when something needs to get planned. A meeting, an out-of-town conference, sporting event, reunion, church function, or a sorority or fraternity event. What a headache. Well, there's a little secret that's going to make your life a lot easier and make you look like a hero. Bassett Events is a professional events, conference, and meeting planning service right here in Tallahassee. And they provide site selection and contract negotiation services to you at no cost. Yep, no cost. As long as your event requires at least 10 hotel rooms for one or more nights. You see, Bassett Events gets paid by the hotel, resort, or vendor, and they'll negotiate the best possible rates for you. Bassett Events saves you time, money, and aggravation, but still keeps you in control of the decision-making process. It's one-stop shopping, and you'll be a hero because it'll be our little secret. Bassett Events, exceeding expectations one event at a time. Call 877-7-EVENT-1, 877-7-EVENT-1, online at BassettEvents.com.
This is Bill Bassett
and Eric Sweeney
with Bassett Promotions, producers of The Mark Lloyd Show. Want to put your brand with a proven winner? Outstanding advertising and sponsor opportunities are currently available for The Mark Lloyd Show. Give us a call at 877-738-3681, and we'll discuss ways to get your company on the airwaves right here where Tallahassee comes to talk on the all-new Freedom 93 FM.
Welcome back to The Mark Lloyd Show here on Freedom 93 FM. Home of the Gators and the Jags. We got to talk about the Gators, too, as they take on Idaho. Lots of stuff to get to. A very, very busy day here on the Mark Lloyd Show as college football has kicked off and Noles play tonight. But first, folks, you know, Bill, as I mentioned earlier, every 3 seconds, someone becomes a victim of identity theft.
Every 3 seconds? Seriously?
Yeah, every 3 seconds. How about this stat? 1 in 3 people will be a victim of identity theft.
That's scary, especially in a college town with all the crazy things that happen here.
You're absolutely right. Identity theft knows no age. It could happen to us, to you that are listening, whether personally or to your kids, to students. It's really a serious problem.
So how do we keep our identity safe?
Well, we have that one covered now. Let me tell you about the real deal in identity theft protection services. Our friends at Fraud Protection Network have developed an amazing program, an amazing service that all of us need these days. So what do you want in an identity theft company? Huh? What do you want? Summon a bill. How about this? Protect your identity with Fraud Protection Network's Rapid Pro program.
Rapid Pro, huh?
Yeah, hold on. Wait for it. How about this? Real-time alerts, huh? Public record update alerts, credit monitoring, nice. Experian credit report and score, and priority live member support. How about that?
Well, it sounds like we got that one covered.
No doubt about it. Friends, why not allow Fraud Protection Network to worry on your behalf? Get a variety of features that drive you toward having the peace of mind that you deserve, Seminole Bill, and everybody else out there. Monitoring, protection, support, it's all there. True real-time alerting, no secondhand stuff. Victim assistance, address change verification, and positive trigger alerts. Just call Fraud Protection Network at 855-203-0683. Don't delay, call today, 855-203-0683, and ask for the Rapid Pro program and tell them the Mark Lloyd Show sent you. So Florida State versus Oklahoma State, can they go wire-to-wire? The last team to do it, right? And the only team, I think, that went one, started preseason number one and ended preseason number one with Winkie, right, for the national championship.
Yeah.
All right, so, you know, Florida State, let's jump to the defensive side of the ball, okay? For Oklahoma State, J.J. Walsh is the quarterback, you know, shaky at best. Desmond Rowland, is the running back situation over there. They always have firepower. They always do. They always do have a decent offense at Oklahoma State. But I don't think they'll see a defense like Florida State the whole season, right? And And you know what, Seminole, is that when you look at Florida State's defensive line, linebackers, and secondary. You could say the one area that has questions is the linebackers because you lost so many people, right?
Right.
But you have a Reggie Northrop, and E.J. Levenberry, and you also have, the secondary is beyond talented with Darby and Jalen Ramsey and the rest of the guys back there. And then the defensive line, which I think, once again, is really what separates everything. I mean, they're so solid up there. With Mario Edwards, the question mark is how well will Chris Kasher play? And it's funny, Seminole, is that when you look at Florida State's defensive line, Chris Kasher, at 6'4", 256, 7 pounds, you know, he's like a midget to everybody. Mario Edwards, 300 pounds. Eddie Goldman, 300 pounds. You know, everybody is 300-plus pounds on that defensive line.
Yeah, big boys.
Yeah.
They're horses.
Yes, exactly. And when those linemen are so big and penetrate so much, that frees up those linebackers to make great plays. And then, you know what, though? On the defensive side of the ball, I'm looking forward to seeing Pugh. I'm pretty sure that's how you pronounce his name, Jacob. Yeah. Because he's going to take the role of a Christian Jones. And, you know, and Seminole, I think that's exciting for recruits to see how they use you as a hybrid. You know, the way Christian Jones was kind of, you know, he was good, you know, freshman, sophomore, junior. But as a senior, you know, he really came on because they said, you know, you're 6'5", you're 230, 240, so you're kind of a tweener there. But, boy, you could really rush that passer,
yes.
And you could drop back into coverage too. And that's what they're looking to make Jacob Pugh, the true freshman that's coming in.
Well, you know, if they you play the guy's strengths, and, you know, as they develop them here, you know, shoot, they're going to get bigger, faster, stronger under the system. So you take what you get when they come in, and the one nice thing that we can always say, and at least we've tried to keep this true, is we try and use some of the younger guys to play, and that creates that excitement for other guys to come in here and try and, you know, be recruited by FSU because they want to, you know, maybe get a start early.
Yeah. So, all right, Seminoles favored by 18 points. Seminole Bill, what's the score of the game? What's the final score? Do they cover?
Yeah, they'll cover. They'll cover. I'm looking, you know, for some reason I just have this 38-13. I don't know why.
You think Oklahoma State will put up 13 points?
I think it's first game, you know, a few different things going on.
I'm thinking it's a late touchdown by Oklahoma State, but I'm thinking it's a 42-44-7 type football game. I think Florida State blows them out, which is what they should do. They should blow them out. I know it's, but that's expectations, and there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong. People always think it's cockiness or you're arrogant. There's nothing wrong with when you have the talent, because you won't always have it. So when you have it, enjoy it. You don't rub it in. I'm not saying taunt, rub it in my face, but for us fans, enjoy it. Enjoy the fight. I mean, just think. And then we got to move on, Seminole. But just think. You have a five-star quarterback. And people that always laugh at the recruiting rankings, all that, that's a bunch of crap. I strongly disagree with the people that poo-poo the recruiting rankings, because I think it is a big deal. Sure, you have screw-ups. You know, not everybody's a hit, but boy, they know what they're doing too. So you have Jameis Winston, a five-star quarterback, handing off to who? Carlos Williams, a five-star kid that will get relieved by a five-star Davin Cook or a four-star Mario Pender, right? Who Winston could drop back and throw to a four-star Rashad Green, a five-star Nick O'Leary tight end, a five-star Emron Lane, a five-star Travis Rudolph, a four-star Christian. Enough said. Yeah, you know what I mean?
A lot of stars.
Yeah, exactly. That's not it. The whole defensive line, you know, is four and five stars too. You know, and then the linebacker core. And then secondary, I think, other than PJ, I think everybody's a five-star,
yeah.
You know, at one point.
Right.
You know, so I love the recruiting rankings and the whole system and everything. All right, let's move on, Bill.
Yes.
All right. Another big game. Let's stay in the ACC. Clemson versus Georgia. What an interesting football game. You know, a lot of people, a lot of analysts out there. And when I say analysts, former college football players and NFL players who I respect their opinion, right?
Right.
I respect their opinion. A lot of people have Georgia being that team that comes out of the SEC to play in the college playoffs.
I have them getting that. We talked about the final eight. I didn't have them in my final four. But I have them as one that could. And this is a big game for them with Clemson because this kind of sidetracked them last year.
Yeah.
You know?
No, you're absolutely right. But Clemson comes in, wow, you know, new quarterback, new wide receivers, running backs out. Georgia has to replace
Obviously, the quarterback, Aaron Murray, with Hudson Mason, you know, a guy that's been there a while. So he knows the system, and he came in and led him back to that great victory last year, come from behind at Georgia Tech. Todd Gurley, you know, Marshall running the ball. I think Georgia's just too much, especially at home against Clemson. And I think that they're going to light him up to a point. You got Jeremy Pruitt, former defensive coordinator for Florida State. Now, you know, the defensive coordinator over at Georgia. Let me ask you, do you hope their defense isn't as good just because now he's no longer a Seminole? Are you that kind of fan? You know, he jumped ship. It was a very strange and weird situation.
Very.
You know, we won't get into maybe some of the ins and outs and the speculations.
Alone, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. We'll leave that alone. But in a way, there's a part of me that doesn't want to see him succeed at Georgia.
It's like, you know, you just went through the wedding, now you just divorced me.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you just won a national championship. But whatever. But he has a ton of talent. Let's put it that way.
He did a good job here, and he's going to walk into a great situation there.
You know, and I read a while back, I don't know how long ago it was, but who's the kid that Florida State really wanted? He had the three names, and he went to Georgia. He ended up going to Georgia, but he's kicked off the team.
Yeah. Really?
He was the kid last year.
How did I miss that?
He was the kid that I'm pretty sure the ball hit him the game at Auburn. He's the one that tipped it up in the air, and Lewis caught the ball and ran it for the touchdown. So I'm trying to think of his name. I was just talking to my brother about him. But so we both like Georgia winning that game. I don't think Clemson wins that football game.
They're going to have Clemson's going to have a decent defense, but yeah, I think it's going to be tough for them.
All right, folks. What about the LSU versus Wisconsin? And I'm sorry. Send us in. Tweet us. Hit us up at Mark Lloyd Show. That's how we communicate with you. We have a lot of great tweets coming in, and they're fantastic about your predictions. You know, some of the Bill and I are never shy in giving ours, so you shouldn't be either. The LSU versus Wisconsin. I think LSU is favored by 4.5 points in this game, which says a lot.
Yeah. Wisconsin's going to be
which
very good.
Says a lot about Wisconsin. You know, that's really interesting. Wisconsin, everything boils down to two things. Can that huge offensive line, which you know they always have, can they block for Melvin Gordon? Arguably the best running back in the country. One of them. You know, obviously top three. Top three running back in the country. How do you average 8.7 yards a carry? How do you average that? However, a lot of people, and he had a ton of carries. I think he rushed for 1,400 or 1,600 yards last year. And by the way, his partner in crime at the time, he's slipping my mind, but he ran for 1,400 or 1,600 yards also. So it's not like he got the ball a couple of times and ran 80 yards. 8.7 yards a carry. Can LSU's talented team be able to stop Melvin Gordon? They're going to play both quarterbacks, LSU is. All right? We're going to get to see Leonard Fournette, the number one kid, running back in the nation. They lost Landry. They lost Beckham, you know, as wide receivers. No Mettenberger. You know, so LSU continues. They lost a ton of talent, but boy, you know they replenish it.
They do.
We're going to get to see Malachi Dupree, one of the top wide receivers in the country, too. I'm not going to tell you, similar Bill, going to tell you. We're not going to make a prediction on that because
we'll save that for later.
Yeah, we're going to save that one for later, LSU versus Wisconsin. All right, folks, a lot more stuff to get to. We're going to jump to the NFL. Talk about a quarterback controversies that are going on in the NFL. It's pretty interesting because it's about the backup quarterbacks, not the starting quarterbacks. But before we get to that, coming up next segment, another Back to the Future segment here on the Mark Lloyd Show. Another former Seminole great will join us. All that coming up in just a minute right here on the Mark Lloyd Show on Freedom 93 FM.
You're the person your company, family, and friends turn to when something needs to get planned. A meeting, an out-of-town conference, sporting event, reunion, church function, or a sorority or fraternity event. What a headache. Well, there's a little secret that's going to make your life a lot easier and make you look like a hero. Bassett Events is a professional events, conference, and meeting planning service right here in Tallahassee. And they provide site selection and contract negotiation services to you at no cost. Yep, no cost. As long as your event requires at least 10 hotel rooms for one or more nights. You see, Bassett Events gets paid by the hotel, resort, or vendor, and they'll negotiate the best possible rates for you. Bassett Events saves you time, money, and aggravation, but still keeps you in control of the decision-making process. It's one-stop shopping, and you'll be a hero. because it'll be our little secret. Bassett Events, exceeding expectations one event at a time. Call 877-7-EVENT-1, 877-7-EVENT-1, online at BassettEvents.com.
Welcome back to the Mark Lloyd Show here on Freedom 93 FM. Folks, we're protected by Fraud Protection Network. Protect your identity today with the new Rapid Pro system by calling 855-203-0683. All right, probably our most popular segment. Time now for our Back to the Future segment, where we bring on a former Seminole great each and every weekend. This week, another treat. He's a former first-round NFL draft pick, Super Bowl champ, and a great Florida State Seminole. Everybody, welcome Dexter Carter to the Mark Lloyd Show. Dexter, how are you?
Hey, Mark, how you doing? I'm doing good, thank you.
I'm doing fantastic. Thanks for taking the time to come with us here on the show and talk a little football, a little Seminole football. But you know what? I was talking to Seminole Bill over there, and my first question, we were thinking, where do you keep your Super Bowl ring? Where is that?
You know, that's interesting because I get that question all the time. And and if I really told you, you probably would think I'm crazy or you'll question why I'm doing it. But a long time ago when I first got it, I wore it initially for a short period of time. And then I, you know, put it up for a long time. And a few years ago, I went golfing and took it off, put it in my golf bag. And it went missing. Ooh. Literally for a year.
Oh,
I couldn't find it.
Oh, gosh.
The first 3 months, I was panicked. I was, what in the world happened? But I said, you know what? Just calm down. Hopefully it'll surface. And I didn't play golf until about 6 months or so. Went back, reached in for my glove. My ring was in there.
Oh, my goodness.
So,
all along.
I know. It's crazy, man. But now I actually wear it more now than I used to. Not every day, but, you know, to
special occasions, right? Like a
thank
lot
you
of
very
people,
much,
yeah.
Special occasions. But it's actually in my attaché case right this moment as I drive. So if I need to put it on, I put it on.
Yes, I
so
love
it's
it.
It's always with me. Oh, I shouldn't say that, should I?
No, that's true. you're absolutely right. That's fantastic. You know what, Dexter? As we're getting ready, Florida State kicks off tonight, Saturday night, and describe to everybody, when you were in college, what's it like, and it's kind of a two-part question, but first of all, what's it like just the start of the college football season?
Well, one, tremendously exciting, especially when, during my years there, and it's the same now, when you're one of the top teams in the country, if not the top team, it's explosive. I mean, the fans are excited. Everybody associated with Florida State has high expectations as a team, coaches, et cetera. You have high expectations, and you really don't believe you can be beat, and all your preparation is focused on one thing, and that's winning it all. So I can really relate to the feeling that Seminoles, coaching staff, players have right now because, you know, we were the start of that dynasty. So trust me, we have that feeling. So there's a feeling of being untouchable, but very prepared for it. And, you know, as the team takes on Oklahoma State tonight, I know how they feel, and I know they're prepared. I know they're ready, and I believe the Seminoles are ready to perform.
Dexter, that leads me to kind of my next question, and maybe you touched on it, but when you're expected to be the best, like you guys were, you know, that really started the whole reign, and now Florida State is back there. But, you know, you're a preseason number one or number two or number three. You're expected to contend for the national championship. You have all the talent on the team. What is the key then to, I guess, to be consistent throughout the whole year and really to live up to those expectations? What is the key?
Absolutely, and great question because I know how that feels.
Yeah.
We're preseason number one in the country in I believe, 87. And the way you prepare, how you prepare, how you train your team, how much rest you give your team in between the time the first game comes and when you give them a great, you know, that rest that they need without losing preparation. So all of that are very, very key and intricate things that the coaching staff has to do. And I believe, you know, Coach Fisher has shown that he knows how to prepare his kids, have them peaking at the right time. And, you know, we had great coaches back there. I don't even have to, you know, tell people that. Everybody knows that we did. But unfortunately, in 87, we were preseason number one. And there's a lot of things that went into us going to that first game. First time being preseason number one. And obviously, we had prepared well, but may have practiced, remember I said, you have to be careful how hard you practice up to the game. And I believe that had a little something to do with us losing against Miami that very first game. But I think some of it had to do with the players too, because you don't go out against, you know, Miami first game of the season and lose the way that we did. So, but what happened is it put things back in perspective for us. And we came back and reeled off enough games in a row to finish number three in the country. So, but I think the Seminoles are at a point now to where, one, they're just so athletically on par with any other team in the country, talent, athletic-wise, and their preparation. They got a great coaching staff, and they're going to make sure their kids are prepared. Won the national championship last year, and this year, these guys are as hungry as they were last year. They're not defending the national championship. They're coming out with a new goal of winning it, and I like their perspective on that. You know what? Because when you defend, you're defending last year's, but this is a new year, so we're going out and win this year. So I like the way they're looking at it.
And you know what? We were talking with Connell Spain last week, and one thing that he really appreciates is that Jimbo Fisher has embraced former Seminole greats and has a lot of respect for what you guys built, that, you know, there's an understanding and there's a trust in welcoming, you know, the former Seminole greats here to Tallahassee to come and speak with the team. And so everybody realizes that you guys built the infrastructure and how important that was to Connell Spain. He goes, you know, they really appreciate that. Are you the same way?
No, absolutely. And the one thing that I've experienced that Cornell and the other guys hadn't experienced is what Lawrence Dawson and Odell has experienced, the ability to coach with him and for him. And, of course he brought his own staff in, kept the ones that he had worked previously with, and I wasn't one of those. But you know what? It doesn't change the fact of what I learned from him or his ability to show what he's showing now. So I've had respect for him, and I believe in his evaluation process, whether it's coaches or players. So seeing it from both sides, and when I was there, I saw how he embraced the former players. When we created what we call the Seminole Showtime, we don't do it anymore, but it was where we have a camp for the top high school players around the country. And in order to get former players, current NFL players, to come out without it being an NCAA violation, they have to serve as instructors for the camp. And that was one of the camps that I had Jerry Rice come to. Well, Coach Fisher embraced former players coming back. Charlie Ward came back. Brad Johnson, Greg Jones, Leon Washington, they all came back while they were still playing. And he showed us then he embraced the former players. And he's only built upon that over the last few years. So it's something nice to have because, one, you can't eliminate what – just like Coach Bowden, you can't eliminate what has been built and how it was built, but you got to take that, embrace it, and move on and make it bigger and better.
Yes, no, you're absolutely right. And I know we always get a lot of great response from Seminole fans that understand exactly what you're saying, and they love that fact too. Seminole Bill?
Yeah, what Dexter just touched on, we've started doing this, and back in the day, Dexter, you probably remember, Miami always used to have that kind of situation where all the guys would come back and be a part of what they were building, whether it was one coach or another, that was carried on. I think that's very important to keep the continuity of the team, the history, and everything in perspective, especially when you're building greatness. And you guys started that, and I was in school when you were there, and I can remember. I have to ask one thing before I get back on here, though. But you were talking about the 88 season. I was actually at that Miami game when we got decked, and I know how that felt. That wasn't fun, but y'all took it to the wire at the end. If we'd had a playoff, y'all would have been in it.
Yeah.
But 89, I think one of the most incredible games I watched here as a student was 89 when you guys we started off 0-2. We lost to Brett Favre over there in Jacksonville, real hot day. We lost to Clemson. Then we reeled off a bunch of wins. And in that succession, one of those wins was against Miami. And I'll never forget a play, one of the loudest plays I think I've ever heard, when you took off up the sideline for a long touchdown run. And I don't think I've ever heard it much louder, even now at FSU. That was incredible to watch you take it up the sideline and score that big touchdown run.
Absolutely. And I still have people across the country, whether Seminole Group, you know, or somebody that attended that game. And they say, although there's approximately 20,000 more seats in that stadium, on that night, at that moment, they've never heard it louder than that moment that you just mentioned. So, and I don't think it will ever change. It was just something just electrifying, incredible. It was the moment where, you know, we hadn't beaten Miami in a couple of in 3 years, and finally we had our foot on their throat. Yeah. And Leroy Butler had just intercepted the first play of the game, you know, from General Toretta. And then that next play, I took it down the sideline after a great block by Terry Anthony at wide receiver and Edgar Bennett at fullback. And you're right, that stand, those people in the stands exploded. Yeah. And one thing I wish they would bring back is that spear, because that spear was so – it almost exploded through the top of the spear.
It really did.
Absolutely. So you're right. That moment was an exceptional moment in the history of Florida State, and you're right. Until today, they still have yet to be as loud as they were on that night.
I totally agree, being there and listening to it on TV. But I have to ask you a follow-up. One of the funniest moments I ever saw – in any game, and you know
he's
what's
already
coming,
laughing.
You know what's coming, was Mr. Bernard Clark somehow got you, I believe, in the back. There was a flag thrown, and where did that flag end up, if I recall?
Well, just in case someone doesn't believe me, where I'm going to tell you it ended up, it is on YouTube. And if ESPN knew that existed, there's no way that could not be the, I don't know if it's the funniest or the most interesting, what play that happened in football, being real about it, because as I look back on it, just the fact that we lost to Miami 3 years, how that game was going, and how Miami always wanted to intimidate you, but we were not going to be intimidated that night. And Peter Tom Willis on that play threw an interception, and I was going to make the tackle, and Bernard Clark clipped me in the back. And if you see where the YouTube video picks up, he's got his knee in my back, and he's saying some things to me that I can't share on air. But and I saw the flag when my head came up. I saw the flag. He didn't know it. So I just figured that I would go and pick it up and show him that it was a flag on him before he would get to the sideline where Jimmy Johnson would just get into him. So I just was trying to help him out. And he just happened to take his helmet off as I was trying to put it in his face mask. So it ended up on top of his bald head.
Oh, gosh.
And I was just trying to wipe the sweat off of his head.
Yeah, because you're just a nice guy, right?
I am a very nice guy.
The expression on Bernard's face and his eyes said the whole story. It was a great clip.
You know, we have some connection to ESPN. We might send that up there. If Miami can turn out to be any good this year, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And have some hype going into the game, you know, we'll get it up to them and see what they can do. If Miami's not playing well, then they don't
Absolutely.
Care. Okay,
absolutely.
Go ahead.
And next year, we need to get Florida State doing, at the beginning of the game or at some point.
That's right.
They need to show that play to get the fans riled up, man.
I like that. You
know, yes.
I like that. So, we're doing good stuff here on the show today. I like that suggestion. We have connections here, too. Probably not as good as yours, but we'll get it over to them. All right, two more questions, Dexter. And one, we thought this was great. When we were talking to Connell, we asked him if there was a college football playoff system back when you were at Florida State. How many national titles do you think maybe your teams would have won?
We'd have won three, without any question. We'd have won, and they wouldn't have been easy. But the talent we had, we'd have won in 87, 88, and 89, without question. We'd have been one of the top 14 and had a chance. And if you can just get in the playoff system with Coach Bowden and his staff and the talent we had, anything can happen, and I would have bet on us 3 years.
You know what's amazing, too, is when you were just describing the play of the long touchdown run, and Seminole Ben and I are looking at each other, and you're talking about the players. And then, you know, Edgar Bennett had a great block, and this Leroy
Anthony,
Butler just
yes.
intercepted the ball. You know, and it's like going, my gosh, you're just talking about NFL players galore out there on the football field. It's amazing.
Yes, and speaking of that, you take that 1987 team when we lost – in Tallahassee, 25-26.
1 point.
And Coach Bowden was, at the end of the game, had the option to either kick the extra point tied or go for it and win. Today, 100% of the players still don't criticize Coach Bowden for going for the win because we weren't playing for a tie. We were going for the win. But at the end of the season, you know, everyone saw, oh, man, if Florida State would have kicked the extra point and tied it, they don't end up winning the national championship. But we still don't fault Coach Bowden for that decision because we didn't play and practice to play Miami for a tie. So those moments like that are just moments that I can't forget. And because on that field that day, the players that played in the NFL from Miami and Florida State literally was about 45 players.
Yeah. That is just – man, that
it's
is
incredible.
That really is. I mean, it truly is. I wonder when you think back. I wonder if ever two teams have been met. I know there was a Miami that played, like maybe it was USC or Texas and USC that one of those that had close to that many guys that went into the NFL on their teams. All right, you mentioned Bobby Bowden. We always ask every former Seminole great that played under Coach Bowden, share with us, you know, a story. You know, it doesn't have to be, you know, an incredible story, but we love to hear a story from a former Seminole great because we know how much you love Coach Bowden, all you guys do. So what is one story that sticks in your mind?
Well, it's a personal story, but Coach Bowden actually – you know, still tells this story today. I have people who Facebook me from South Carolina saying, oh, man, Coach Brown spoke last week, and he talked about you for 25 minutes, and one of the things he said was when we came in as freshmen, he gave a index card to all the freshmen, and he wanted to know what were your goals this year. And little Dexter Carter, 150 pounds from Baxley, Georgia, who I didn't know anything about Sammy Smith. You know, 6'2", 230 pounds, runs a 4'4", you know, Heisman hopeful. I didn't know all of that. I didn't know about Victor Floyd and Keith Rawls, those guys. When I told him, I said, I want to be starting the first game of the season.
Oh, great.
And he chuckled. He said he chuckled. And 100% of the people probably would have chuckled other than me. Well, when training camp ended, I worked my way through that depth chart at 150 pounds all the way up to be back up to Sammy Smith. And when the season started, I was starting. Now,
wow.
Sammy got hurt or something and couldn't start that first game. But I had worked my way up to second team, and when that first game was played, I started. And I was entrenched, you know, second behind Sammy until he left and then left my senior year, you know, to be the guy, you know. And at that point it was, you know, I had Amp Lee behind me, Chris Parker behind me. But nonetheless, that story there is one that Coach Bowden continues to tell today. But that was, you know, what just something that I had to have at the size that I was. I just had to have confidence. I had to have a big heart and athletic ability that God blessed me with.
You know, what a great story for, you know, kids out there that are playing ball that might be supposedly or, you know, at least by the stat line, undersized, that it's not always about how much you weigh or how fast you are. It's about determination, and obviously Dexter Carter showed that. Dexter, we could talk to you for an hour. We can't, though, but we do appreciate the time. Thanks for coming on the Mark Lloyd Show, and hopefully we'll talk again in the future because I would love to talk to you about the NFL career, too. But maybe we'll do it another time.
Point. Okay. Yeah, right, at some point. Hey, Mark and Bill, thank you so much.
Dexter, all right,
thank
take care,
you.
Dexter.
All right, go Noles.
Go Noles. How great was that? Huh? How awesome was Dexter Carter? Way to go. Thank you very much, Dexter Carter, on our Back to the Future segment, another Seminole great. All right, when we come back, more stuff to get into, predictions galore. Seminole Bill and I are going to go head-to-head on some locks in this week's big college football games. All that coming up next right here on the Mark Lloyd Show on Freedom 93 FM.
You're the person your company, family, and friends turn to when something needs to get planned. A meeting, an out-of-town conference, sporting event, reunion, church function, or a sorority or fraternity event. What a headache. Well, there's a little secret that's gonna make your life a lot easier and make you look like a hero. Bassett Events is a professional events, conference, and meeting planning service right here in Tallahassee. And they provide site selection and contract negotiation services to you at no cost. Yep, no cost. As long as your event requires at least 10 hotel rooms for one or more nights. You see, Bassett Events gets paid by the hotel, resort, or vendor, and they'll negotiate the best possible rates for you. Bassett Events saves you time, money, and aggravation, but still keeps you in control of the decision-making process. It's one-stop shopping, and you'll be a hero because it'll be our little secret. Bassett Events, exceeding expectations one event at a time. Call 877-7-EVENT-1, 877-7-EVENT-1, online at BassettEvents.com.
This is Bill Bassett
and Eric Sweeney
with Bassett Promotions, producers of The Mark Lloyd Show. Want to put your brand with a proven winner? Outstanding advertising and sponsor opportunities are currently available for The Mark Lloyd Show. Give us a call at 877-738-3681, and we'll discuss ways to get your company on the airwaves right here where Tallahassee comes to talk on the all-new Freedom 93 FM.
Welcome back to The Mark Lloyd Show here on Freedom 93 FM. Thanks for spending some time with us. We're the home of the Jags and the Gators all season long. All right, we have a lot of stuff to get to before we get out of here today. But right now, I want to tell you about our good friends. You know, Bill, as I mentioned earlier, every 3 seconds, someone becomes a victim of identity theft.
Every 3 seconds? Seriously?
Yeah, every 3 seconds. How about this, Dad? One in three people will be a victim of identity theft.
That's scary, especially in a college town with all the crazy things that happen here.
You're absolutely right. Identity theft knows no age. It could happen to us, to you that are listening, whether personally or to your kids, to students. It's really a serious problem.
So how do we keep our identity safe?
Well, we have that one covered now. Let me tell you about the real deal in identity theft protection services. Our friends at Fraud Protection Network have developed an amazing program, an amazing service that all of us need these days. So what do you want in an identity theft company? Huh? What do you want? Seminole Bill, how about this? Protect your identity with Fraud Protection Network's Rapid Pro program.
Rapid Pro, huh?
Yeah, hold on. Wait for it. How about this? Real-time alerts, huh? Public record update alerts, credit monitoring, nice. Experian credit report and score, and priority live member support. How about that?
Well, it sounds like we got that one covered.
No doubt about it. Friends, why not allow Fraud Protection Network to worry on your behalf? Get a variety of features that drive you toward having the peace of mind that you deserve, Seminole Bill, and everybody else out there. Monitoring, protection, support, it's all there. True real-time alerting, no secondhand stuff. Victim assistance, address change verification, and positive trigger alerts. Just call Fraud Protection Network at 855-203-0683. Don't delay, call today, 855-203-0683, and ask for the Rapid Pro program and tell them the Mark Lloyd Show sent you. Once again, we're fired up that Fraud Protection Network is on board with us here. Okay, I just mentioned, you know, we're the home of the Gators. Florida kicks off their season, too. Now, they go up against the almighty Idaho Vandals. Exactly. Here's those cupcake teams that they love to play because they can't afford to play anybody else that's hard outside their non-conference schedule because the SEC is so tough, but somehow LSU and somehow Alabama does. And several other teams in that conference somehow go out and play other tough teams, but Florida never chooses to do. They play Idaho, who's an absolutely god-awful team. For Florida, I don't even know what you pull out of it other than can they score some points. New offensive coordinator with Roper, Driscoll and Taylor and Dunbar, and how's their offensive line going to perform? I guess, in a way, Seminole Belt, if Florida puts up 20-plus points, they're probably going to be ecstatic in Gainesville.
Well, they should be. I mean, you know, they had a real tough time when the QB went out last year, and they just never, you know, injury, and so.
A real tough time. That's a nice way of putting it.
They had a very tough time, and Georgia Southern made sure of that. But we want to see if they're going to bounce back and do what, you know, they're supposed to do. You know,
that is true. It is Florida. You know there's talent there, but somehow they cannot put it together. And Gator fans are hoping that this is the year. And, you know, when you play a team like Idaho, there's nothing really to analyze, you know, other than let's see what they could do offensive-wise. We know their defense is going to be good. It always is.
Yeah, it's right? solid.
It's always solid. They got superstars, NFL talent all over the place. The problem is the offense is in shambles. Just shambles. Like, you tell me when you line up against Florida, one guy that scares you on that offense. I can't. Calvin Taylor, he doesn't scare you. Good running back, but he's not Duke Johnson at Miami or anything like that. Quentin Dunbar, he doesn't scare you as a wide receiver. There's nobody that scares you. Driscoll, you think Driscoll's – he's not Martin Mariota who's going to fake and run 60 yards. So there's nobody that scares you, but maybe somebody will emerge for the Florida offense.
Yeah, I mean, Coach said this is, you know, he's got the most talent he's got. So we're going to see if this really develops. This is really a make or break year for him.
No, you're absolutely right. Now, we still got to get in our fitness tip, Seminole Bill. Do not let me forget that. And nope. Real quick, before we do our fitness tip, where are you at on the water? The Austin Idol water check. How many ounces? Quick.
Austin will be 68 ounces.
You're at 68 ounces
he'd be
already?
Proud.
Yes, I'm very proud. Here comes the downer.
Big improvement from last week, 32 ounces.
Dude!
Encouraged.
He is fired up for college football,
he
is isn't
ready.
He?
Yeah.
32 ounces, that's up from, well, that's like up that's 320%.
I think it was the fact that he got to watch the Jags play on Thursday.
I think so. I think you're absolutely right. And you know what, Seminole Bill, this is the first time that I am not in first place. I'm only at 63 ounces, so Seminole Bill is in the lead on our water check, our Austin Idol water check today. And here's our quick fitness tip. Then we got to get into our locks. Are you ready for our picks and our
yes.
locks? Okay. Our fitness tip, folks. We always try to make sure everybody out there is living a healthy lifestyle. That's what we're all about here on the Mark Lloyd Show. We feel it's our duty. Every week we give you a fitness tip. This week, you know what? It's all about how many meals you eat during the day, too, Seminole Bill. You don't want to eat three large meals and that's it. You want to take in about 5 to 7 meals a day. Now, three significant meals, you know what I mean, that are the cornerstone, the infrastructure of your nutrition each day. And then in between that, you have a snack, a healthy snack, and another healthy snack. So you want to be at 5 to 7 meals a day with small portions. And that's what helps speed up your metabolism and burns fat. And also, of course, our tip last week was to be prepared for
yeah.
those 5 to 7 meals.
I'm working on that.
I know. You are. You're drinking the water. We're getting you. We're going to have you ripped by Christmas time.
I'll get ripped.
That's the goal. Yeah, or you'll get ripped, Seminole Bill. You're absolutely right. All right, folks. We got to get to our head-to-head picks. You ready, Seminole?
I'm ready, but you know, don't forget about your little NFL thing there.
Okay, listen, folks.
Hold your picks.
We want to thank you for mentioning it. We wanted to get into the backup quarterbacks. I teased it all along. Let's see if I don't think we're going to have time, Seminole Bill, because we got to do our picks still.
Yeah,
we got to do our picks. So I apologize. That's my fault for not getting to our NFL talk. It's a kickoff of college football.
I know.
You know, we're all
this
fired up. Dexter
week.
Carter was awesome.
He great.
You know, it went really long.
New
the
sponsor,
interview.
Fraud Protection Network. I mean, what can we do?
Yeah, so
show.
There's so much going on here on the show. Next week, I promise, Seminole Bill, hold me to it.
I got
we're
going
to talk about the NFL topic, about the backup quarterbacks and the controversy that's brewing around all of it. All right?
Sounds good.
Okay, I promise. Now, let's go head-to-head. I thought you were just trying to get out of it.
No.
All right, we're going to keep track each week. Folks, hit us up on Twitter, at Mark Lloyd Show. That's how you communicate with us. Here we go. Seminole Bill, and it's up against the spread, too. Our first game, LSU versus Wisconsin. LSU, last check, Vegas had them at -4.5. Who do you like in that game?
I'm probably going to go against the grain here. I'm going to take Wisconsin for an upset here.
You're going to take Wisconsin plus the points.
Yeah.
All right, so Seminole Bill, and we'll put these up on the website, too, so you guys know who our head-to-head record is as the season goes on. I'm going to take LSU. I'm going to lay the 4.5.
All right.
I think that Wisconsin, with their new quarterback, and I think LSU knows that all they can do is run, and as great as Melvin Gordon is, they're going to get up in there. All right, Georgia versus Clemson. Georgia -7.5 between the hedges. Who do you got?
I
got
to go with Georgia.
Yeah, me too. Georgia's going to blow them out. I don't see Clemson hanging with them. I really don't. Too many injuries, too many unknowns there. All right, our last head-to-head is Bama -26 against West Virginia.
Oh, my goodness, 26 points. I'm going to go ahead and, you know what, I'm going to take Bama. I think they're strong.
Yeah, you know what? I do, too. And I think the only reason I'm laying the 26 is because I think West Virginia is that bad. But I think they got a real issue, you know, with the whole quarterback situation in Alabama about Coker and Sims. And it's going to be a battle throughout the whole year. All right, here's two locks. Vegas style. Take this to the bank, Seminole Bill.
All right.
This is compliments of my bro. FSU minus 18 and take Rutgers plus 9.5 against Washington State. All right, folks, that's going to do it. Wow, that show went fast.
Bye.
For Seminole Bill and Eric, and we want to thank Dexter Carter. And, of course, we want to thank our good friends, our new sponsor here, Fraud Protection Network, for jumping on board the Mark Lloyd Show. Give them a call. Get signed up ASAP. We'll talk to you next week, my good friends.